California's Central Valley has long been known as the greatest garden in the world. True, it's that long, boring patch of farmland you have to drive through to get to San Francisco or Yosemite. And most Americans are more familiar with what Central Valley columnist Mike Fitzgerald calls onstage California.
Onstage California is the coast, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Hollywood, the California myth, the California that people see. This is backstage California. We're the California that people don't see, but this is the watery wiring of California. This is where the food grows. This is where lots of the labor is that drives California's economic engine.
In fact, Central Valley produces a quarter of everything Americans eat, more than 300 crops on a table of rich soil. But change is coming to the valley. The land is being contested as city dwellers invade from the coast, pushing out farms and replacing them with suburban sprawl. The valley is the fastest-growing region in the state, and as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's having a major identity crisis.
Alex McKeon is a second-generation rancher in Oakdale, California, a Central Valley town about 2 hours east of San Francisco. The McKeon family's 300-acre ranch lies on the outskirts of town, but now a new housing development is bringing the city limit right up to its property line. As McKeon takes a driving tour of his ranch, he shows a visitor where the city will meet the country.
This is where the development is happening here. This is called Bridal Ridge. This is going to be homes in this area. There's going to be a school right over here where my cattle are on the fence. I don't know how that's going to work, but it'll be interesting.
McKeon is an eyewitness to one of California's tectonic shifts. In the past decade, about 500,000 acres of farmland have been plowed under and paved over for new housing developments with nostalgic names.
This is the vineyard. I kind of get a kick out of somebody calling a home development the vineyard when they rip the vineyard out.
McKeon tries to keep a sense of humor about it. Deep down, he knows there's a fair chance that the encroaching development will claim his ranch too. McKeon rents this land from his family, mom and dad, and seven siblings, and some of them see the development coming and want to cash in.
I can't butt my head against the wall. I can't stop things from happening. I guess you could file injunctions and get attorneys and maybe stop development, but that's only for a little while. And I just have to live my life the way I live it and enjoy the time that you have. I try to make the most of my nights in the fields or when I'm in the ranch riding horses. I mean, who in this world has a job like that? I don't know very many people. It's a wonderful, wonderful life.
A wonderful life in a corner of the world that was once described as the Garden of Eden. Those words come from no less an authority than the 19th century naturalist John Muir. 150 years later, the Central Valley is still a magical brew of soil, heat, and water. But for a long time, it wasn't appreciated, says writer Jerry Haslam.
The California that I grew up in consists of Southern California, the Bay Area, and Yosemite. And yet here, right in the middle of the state, is the richest farming region in the history of the world, as big as England. And yet it was treated as though it was a little remote valley somewhere in the corner of California.
But the valley is no longer ignored. Skyrocketing home prices in San Francisco and Los Angeles are pushing people inland. Farmers are finding that an acre of land with a couple of houses is more valuable than an acre of tomatoes. So farmers sell their land and developers build homes to lure commuters from 90 miles away on the coast.
Well, this is a real open design. As you can see, we have 10-foot ceilings, lots of cabinetry, big
30 miles north of the ranch in Oakdale, real estate agent Jeannie Gaskins walks through a model home in a new residential tract called Weston Ranch, another development named for what it used to be. As in the rest of California, Weston Ranch has no predominant racial or ethnic group.
It's a very, very eclectic neighborhood. The first time we have a potluck, it's going to be quite a smorgasbord.
But part of the price of these affordable homes is a daily 2 or 3 hour commute back to the Bay Area.
Here you go. Would you like some more chips or is that fine? Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Deborah Rodriguez recently opened a Mexican restaurant in this neighborhood where residents don't have time to cook or sleep.
I'm always hearing people talking. There was a man saying that him and his wife had gotten in an argument because she wanted him to go to church at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and he says, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I need my Sunday to sleep in. So these people are really stressed on time.
Thank you.
As commuters flood into the valley, they also exacerbate longtime economic tensions and class divisions. Weston Ranch is in Stockton, a city of about 250,000 people, three times larger than in 1960. At the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds here, several hundred people keep a close eye on their favorite horses. It's a kind of hot and dry day that drives people to the cool shade at the bar under the concourse. There, the beer is flowing, and it doesn't take much to get Ray Rinaldo and his friend Darwin to talk about the influx of outsiders.
Because what they're doing is commuting back and forth from San Francisco and the Bay Area as far as paying taxes. Maybe so. What are they causing? They're causing jam-ups on the highways. They're causing the price of our homes to go up. You know what? I don't feel sorry for the road rage. They deserve it.
So you've seen this town change?
It's bigger. Yeah. Too many houses. All the farmland's gone. Anytime a place grows and there's no jobs and all these houses and take jobs away from people who've already been here.
But where these old-timers find resentment, Gary Podesto finds opportunity. He's the mayor of Stockton, once a major launching pad for the gold rush, and still California's furthest inland port city. Here at the waterfront, kids run through fountains to cool off, and Podesto sweeps his arm to lay out his vision for a new downtown.
We're standing at the end of the inland channel. It's called the Weber Point Event Center. We opened this in 1999 with the Beach Boys.
Podesto says commuters from the coast can change Stockton's sleepy and seedy image.
In my opinion, it helps us because those people that come out of the Bay Area and over on the coast appreciate the direction that we're taking to revitalize downtown. Probably the most difficult ones to convince are those that have been here from the days that the horses were on the street. They still want it to go back to that, but that we're beyond that.
Carol Whiteside agrees with Mayor Podesto that the Valley is redefining itself. Whiteside directs the Great Valley Center, a think tank dedicated to public policy in the Central Valley.
In the last 4 or 5 years, I think there has been a growing recognition of the importance of the region. Everybody recognizes that this is the safety valve for the rest of the state. And as the rest of the state can't deal with housing, can't accommodate population, can't move goods and commerce on their overcrowded highways, the Valley is the place that takes up the slack.
Yet even Whiteside wonders what is being lost as pasture is replaced by pavement. Will farmers hold on? Will rural towns turn into flourishing cities or something less? Stockton Record newspaper columnist Mike Fitzgerald recalls that Stockton is widely believed to have been the inspiration for the fabled Mudville in Ernest Thayer's epic baseball poem, Casey at the Bat.
And I don't mind being Mudville. What I don't want to be is in a region that never thought its changes through and just let things happen to them and ends up Pavementville, that ends up Tackyville.
As people push into the Central Valley, demographers describe California as a state moving east, prompting a new twist on the old saying that as California goes, so goes the nation. Soon it may be just as true to say, as the Central Valley goes, so goes California. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Stockton, California.
Tomorrow, how the Valley's traditional farmers are under siege from environmentalists. For more information on our Central Valley series, check our website at npr.org.